Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wilson Alexander covers LSU football for The Advocate and the Times-Picayune. You can follow him on social media at @WHAlexander_. It kind of looks like Whale Alexander. Wilson, what up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Well, thanks for having me on, y'all. And, you know, that song is pretty great when you listen to it, no matter, I think, where you're from. But imagine standing in Tiger Stadium, packed out, standing room only, man. And Garth Brooks is playing it live.
They're losing their minds.
That was an experience down here a couple of years ago. That was pretty cool.
That'll scare the hell out of whoever you're playing, I tell you that.
Well, he was playing a concert.
Oh, okay.
That would be awesome. But I assume they play that on game day, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess I think it's like we're always like right at the start of the fourth quarter in particular. They play that. That is a big part of the game day lineup down there.
I gotta get that. I've been to Bama a bunch. I've never been to LSU. I gotta change that. It's just hard because we are pretty busy during football season, and that's football season.
That's fair.
So Wilson, let's talk, dude. You have seen every throw Jaden Daniels has ever made in a Tigers uniform. You've talked to him all the time. You've written countless stories about him. You know this dude as a player and as a person. Let's start with the person. What did Washington get in Jaden Daniels, the dude?
They got somebody who is just calm, chill kind of guy. Someone who has been playing football pretty much his entire life. His dad was a college football player. And, you know, Jaden was someone who they put him kind of in flag football early on. And he always said he wanted to play quarterback. And his dad had been a DB. But Jaden wanted to play quarterback, wanted the ball in his hands, wanted to be able to sort of dictate the flow of the game from an early age. And his dad, you know, he's always been this sort of chill kind of guy, even as a kid. But that was really developed in some ways, too. You know, his dad showed him clips of Joe Montana and, you know, really encouraged him to be like that, you know, Joe Cool. And Jaden took to that. Again, it kind of just sort of further enhanced how he already naturally is. He's a guy who just has been able to make a ton of plays, especially last season. And, you know, is someone who I think, you know, what you look from year one to year two here at LSU was clearly committed to getting better. And I think that shows someone who isn't going to be satisfied with just being mediocre. You know, we'll see how his NFL career turns out, but I think you got a guy out there who's going to put everything into trying to be as great as he can possibly be.
Well, so everybody talks about, you know, well, all he did was get better. Do you think he's reached his ceiling? Because I keep hearing those who were talking about Drake May had a higher upside. Do you see him at his ceiling, or you see more improvement can happen?
No, there's definitely places where more improvement can happen. You know, it's going to take, you know, the coaching staff there being able to help bring that out of him, and for Jaden himself to continue to, you know, tap into his skill set and bring that out of him some more. But there's certainly those places where his game can get better. You know, throwing sort of like intermediate over the middle. I think deep over the middle, he was fine, like down the seams last year. But those sort of intermediate short routes over in the middle, he didn't do a ton of that. LSU sort of didn't call that a whole lot. Maybe it's because it wasn't necessarily one of his strengths, and it wasn't necessary for them to do it a lot last year. But that's one place. And, you know, just his decision-making when he is scrambling is another thing. And, you know, continuing to just develop, his read progressions, which Jaden did a really good job last year of being able to scan the field and make decisions. He's always been a good decision maker, doesn't put the ball in danger hardly ever. And so that's not really something that he needs to maybe get better at, although we'll see kind of how things go right off the bat at the NFL level. But, you know, there's definitely those little places in his game where he can continue to get better. I don't think he has necessarily reached his ceiling yet.
Talking with Wilson Alexander here, you can give him a follow on X at @WHAlexander_. Wilson, you wrote a story about all the work Jaden put in to kind of from year one to year two, the early morning film study, all of it. Can you maybe give our listeners like a brief understanding of the kind of work he's willing to put in?
When Jaden got his draft feedback after his first year at LSU, it was the word on him was hesitant from NFL scouts, and they projected him as kind of a mid-round pick. Maybe he could get up into late day two, but more likely early day three. And Jaden said that, you know, he wanted to come back, and when he came back, he said, "I don't want to be the same player." And so that set off a whole bunch of changes that were made in the offseason. And just it started with a detailed offseason plan. We're talking like day by day what he was going to do, week by week what his goals were, all leading up into the season. That was devised by LSU's quarterback coach Joe Sloan and their offensive analyst at the time, along with Jaden's input. He worked every single time that LSU had an opening in their, you know, football team schedule. He was out in California with his personal quarterback coach Taylor Kelly at 3DQB, working on mechanics and footwork and continuing to get better technically as a quarterback. He then, as this sort of started during the spring because LSU practices in the morning and then continued in preseason camp and then going into game week, he started watching film at 5 a.m. about 5:30, you know, would watch for like an hour or so every day, you know, Monday through Monday through Friday, and trying to understand the game better. And then on top of that, going into the week of the Mississippi State game, LSU has this working with a German company called Cognalize, which is developed an artificial intelligence based virtual reality system, a software that goes into a virtual reality headset. And Jaden started putting that on 3 times a week after practice to get extra mental reps and just work on, you know, scanning the field and being able. It also helped just, you know, he was about to play in a bunch of road games on the SEC in stadiums that he had never seen before, like Bryant Denny. Over at Alabama, and it helped to give him a sense of what that stadium already would look like, where the play clocks were in particular, and also just kind of continue to work through the offense. And that was another element to all that. You know, year two in an offense with talented receivers, a really good offensive line, and a coaching staff that understood his game better. But he did all of those things to try to make sure that he wasn't going to be that same quarterback going into year two, and he absolutely was not. He was a much better version of himself.
He took some hits in college, and like I always say, just like the coaches here said when they drafted him, he got up. How tough is he?
He's extremely tough. What comes to mind is the Missouri game this past season. That was kind of an underrated game on Jaden's year when you look back, especially as people were debating the Heisman, but it was also kind of one of the best games that he played. In the fourth quarter, Jaden took a hit, a late hit on a it wasn't actually a touchdown run, but anyway, a late hit in the end zone, and he gets knocked out of the game. And he ends up coming back in, and leads LSU to a comeback win on the road against a team that ends up, you know, playing Ohio State in the New Year's Six bowl game. And Missouri had one of their best seasons in a decade, and, you know, they beat them on the road, and it was a large part because of what Jaden did. He just gutted through it. I mean, the hit had really affected his ribs. He was feeling it in that area. But he also had, you know, a scrape on his cheek. He had like a gash on his right forearm. He had other scrapes like on his neck and stuff. Like, he was beat up, and he just kept playing through it. And that's kind of what you saw from him. That's probably the best example of it. But you saw that time and time again, because yeah, he's taken some hits. But the only time that he really missed, he didn't even miss game time. Really, you know, it didn't affect him. You know, he came back from the concussion against Alabama the next week to play against Florida. But like, he got knocked out of that Alabama game, but there was a couple of games, like he got knocked out of the Auburn game in 2022, but by and large, Jaden did not miss much football and just kept playing through things.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Do you watch a ton of football down in Baton Rouge and across the SEC? Do you worry about his frame? Because that was, you know, some of the criticism was this guy's just skinny. Does that seem like a concern for you on the next level?
Yeah, it's certainly a reasonable concern. I mean, Jaden, that was one of the big things that was part of the offseason. I guess I forgot to mention it, too, was just adding weight. You know, he got up to 210 pounds or so this past year. It was clear between year one and year two, and we would see him in the offseason, that he had added muscle to his frame. But he's still lean, really lean. I mean, you know, 210 spread out over 6'4". And so he's going to probably have to continue to add some muscle. You don't want that to take away from his speed or anything, but he's got to be able to withstand the NFL in a longer season too. And so he's going to, you know, that's certainly a valid concern to have, but there is something about him that, you know, we talked about him constantly getting up after hits. It was almost like a rubber band sometimes, especially kind of early last season. We took some vicious looking ones and he just kind of popped back up. So to this point, it hasn't, you know, been necessarily, like a too much of an issue in terms of taking them out of games, because the Alabama concussion, that was on a throw from the pocket.
Right.
But he definitely is, I think it's, you know, something to be a valid concern to have, and something that he'll have to continue to work on, especially his running style, to avoid those hits.
All right. Wilson, thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate it. Great information. We'll check back with you before the fall season and see what the Tigers got.
All right, sounds good. Have a great day.
Take care, Wilson.
Thanks a lot. Wilson Alexander from The Advocate down in Baton Rouge. Give him a follow.
Baton Rouge.
@WHAlexander_.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.